It's a great pleasure for me to introduce the first speaker, who is Dr. William Mann from the University of Florida, and he's going to talk to us about the International Conference Master Plan. It's a great pleasure for me to introduce the first speaker, who is Dr. William Mann from the University of Florida, and he's going to talk to us about the International Conference Master Plan.
Thank you, Peter. Good morning again. Great to be here. Great to see everyone here. Looks like everybody's slide is going to start the same with the same sorts of words. This conference today, or this meeting today, actually grew out of a meeting that was held at the Academy of Sciences in Washington in October, where Sumi and I presented on some work we were doing, and Gil Devey was there, and a number of folks from the European Commission were there as well. And we talked about the opportunity to have a major conference that would focus on aging, disability, and independence. Actually, we were talking about aging and independence at that time, but one of our major sponsoring organizations has disability in their title, so they suggested that it would be good to have disability in the title for the conference. That's how that got in there. But what this has grown into is the opportunity represented today to have a much larger view of what is going on in the area of high technology, smart technology, technology that can support older people as they lose some of the abilities, face increasing impairment, as well as younger people with disabilities for whom the same technologies can provide a very supportive aspect to their needs around independence and quality of life. The major conference, the larger conference that will be held in December, Gwen has been passing out what we're calling our interim brochures. We had a nice paper brochure for the call for papers. I know a number of you will be presenting at that conference. And we'll have a program announcement at the end of August, which will be which will list all of the speakers and be a little bit slicker than this one. But this will hold us until August. The University of Florida Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center on Aging is the lead host for this, supported by the American Society on Aging. We also have support from the European Commission, the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, which supports a good deal of our research at Florida, the U.S. Department of Veterans Health Affairs, the Centers for Disease Control, and we're working with Gil also on funding from National Science Foundation. We also have support from the American Association of Retired Persons and corporate sponsors for the conference. And Gwen has managed to arrange with something close to 40 partner organizations that include groups like the American Medical Association, American Public Health Association, et cetera, that are working with us and supporting the conference in terms of publicity. . 2003 is the European Year People with Disabilities, and it was at that meeting I mentioned back in October that we spoke with people from the European Commission, who felt that the conference that we had talked about doing in December would fit very well with their needs. So we joined forces, and the European Commission is a major sponsor of our conference in December. The European Year People with Disabilities, and I took this right off the website for the European Year of People with Disabilities, has several objectives: to raise awareness of the rights of people with disabilities, protection against discrimination, to full and equal enjoyment of their rights, to encourage reflection on and discussion of the measures needed to promote equal opportunities for people with disabilities in Europe, to promote the exchange of experience of good practice and effective strategies devised at local, national, and European level, and to reinforce the cooperation between all parties concerned, government, social partners, NGOs, social services, private sector, communities, voluntary sector groups, and people with disabilities and their families. Also, among the objectives for the European Year, people with disabilities, to improve communication regarding disability, promote a positive image of people with disabilities, raise awareness of the heterogeneity of people with disabilities and of the various kinds of disabilities, to raise awareness of the multiple discriminations facing people with disabilities, and to pay special attention to awareness of the rights of children and young people with disabilities. The website for the European Year People with Disabilities is eypd2003.org, and this website provides information on the activities of the European Year for People with Disabilities. As Peter mentioned, the December conference will be held from December 4th to 6th, 2003. It's actually not in Washington, D.C. It's in Arlington, Virginia, which is where the airport, one of the airports is, Crystal City. You can see Washington across the Potomac River, and it's a short metro ride, but the hotel rates were a lot better in Crystal City, so thus Arlington. The International Conference on Aging Disability Independence has the following tracks. Low technology, which in the States we call assistive devices, the bath benches and grab bars and such that can really make an important difference in the lives of people. And we separated out the high technology assistive devices and assistive environments, as we're now talking with smart homes and smart places, so that we would have the people who are working on that, and a lot of folks who are working in that area who are not as familiar with the disability side, but are designing those environments, will come together with people from the disability side in discussing applications for people with disabilities. The consumer perspective is another track. And we have participation on all of these tracks on both the EU side and the US side. For the consumer perspective on the US side, the American Association of Retired Persons is playing a major role. In Europe, it's an organization called AGE. Home modification and universal design, injury prevention, business perspective, transportation, and actually our latest track, which is not reflected in the brochure, which was actually part of the high-tech track, is telehealth. Since we were getting submissions from within several of the tracks on telehealth, we've made that an additional track. Today is our preparatory workshop, the focus on high-tech, smart technology to assist elders. This will be followed up in December, as we've said several times already this morning. And then, and Sumi can provide us with more detail on this when he talks, it is likely we will also have a meeting in January 2004 in Tokyo that will look at the at more of what is happening in Asia in this area. And the ultimate outcome from all of this, and this is something I want to talk with as many of you as possible today individually, is that we will have a publication on the state of the science and smart technologies to assist elders, and hopefully have that at the printers by June of 2004. And for that, while we have not asked for formal papers, manuscripts today, as many of you who are in a position to prepare manuscripts for that